Chapter 2. The funeral had been held on a bleak day in December 2045, in Madison, Wisconsin, Earth West 5. At first, Sister Agnes had wondered how you could have a funeral service for a man who had not been a man, not by any usual definition, and whose body had not been the usual mass of fragile flesh. Indeed, she had never been sure how many bodies he had, or even if the question had any meaning. And yet he, man or not, had evidently died, in any sense of the word that meant anything in the hearts of his friends. And so a funeral service he would have, she had decreed. They gathered around the grave dug into the small plot outside this relocated children's home, where he had been laid to rest. He, at least, being the ambulant unit he had inhabited at the moment of his death. It didn't help the sense of unreality, Agnes thought, that four of his spare ambulant units stood over the grave as a kind of honour guard, their faces blank, dressed in their regular uniform of orange robes and sandals, despite the bitter cold. Compared with that, the prayers and readings murmured jointly by Father Gavin of the local Catholic parish and Padmasambhava, abbot of a monastery in Ladakh and supposedly Lobsang's old friend in a previous life, seemed almost routine. But perhaps that was a reflection of the oddest aspect of Lobsang, Agnes thought. That he had come to awareness as a piece of software in an elaborate computer system, fully sentient and yet claiming to be the reincarnation of a Tibetan motorcycle repairman, and demanding full human rights as a consequence. The case had tied up court time for years. Now, in his gentle Irish accent, Father Gavin read, "I know not how I seem to others, but to myself I am but a small child, wandering upon the vast shores of knowledge, every now and then finding a small bright pebble to content myself with, while the vast ocean of undiscovered truth lies before me." Agnes slipped to the back of the group and stood next to an elderly man, tall, white-haired, dressed in an anonymous black overcoat and hat. "Nice lines," Agnes said quietly. "From Newton. Always been one of my favourite quotes. My own choice. A touch immodest, perhaps. But you only get one funeral." "Well, in your case, that's to be seen. So, George?"
"Yes, my wife."
"Good turnout, even if you don't count yourself. There's Commander Kaufman, looking splendid in her dress uniform. Nelson Azakiwe, as solemn and observant as ever. Always a good friend, wasn't he, George? Who's that woman over there? Attractive, 40-something, the one who's been crying all morning."
"She's called Selena Jones. Worked with me years ago. In theory, she's still my legal guardian."
"Hmm. You do come with baggage, don't you? Even Zhoja has turned up, I see. And why he hasn't been put out for scrap, I don't know. And Joshua Valiente and Sally Lindsay?"
"King and queen of the long earth," said George.
"Yes, side by side, looking as always as if they belong together, and yet wishing they were worlds apart. And that's never made any sense, has it? You've known Joshua since he was a child. You tell me. But speaking of children, the paperwork's all been submitted. It may take some time before the right child shows up. Years, even. Why, he or she may not have been born yet. But when the adoption clearance comes through, we'll be ready. And have we chosen the new world where we'll raise our son or daughter?" "As I told you, I've asked Sally Lindsay for help with that, when we need it. Who else knows the long earth as she does?" Agnes looked over at Sally. "She's the only one who knows about you?"
"Yes, save for you, the only one. In fact, She said she'd never really believed my end was final. She kind of knew, anyhow, before I approached her. But she's discreet. I'll swear she keeps secrets from herself. I'm not entirely sure I trust her. Not about her discretion, I accept that.
Then what?
I don't know. Sally has an odd sense of humor. She's a trickster. And you are sure you want to do this, aren't you? To put everything aside and just...
He looked at her.
Just be human. Do you?
And that was the question that stirred her own emotions, deep in the lump of black corporation gel she used as a heart. Father Gavin read another line, and George frowned.
Did I hear that correctly? Something about being like a sinner at Heaven's Gate and crawling back to me?
She linked her arm in his.
You have Newton, I have Steinman. Come on. Let's get out of here before anybody gets suspicious.